Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, in conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. Today, I'm excited to speak to Abby Wolf, Northwestern star center. We have a deep conversation that includes how she handled criticism from a legendary basketball coach and what she did to persevere through a season in which she mostly spent time on the bench. Let's get to it. Northwestern University has meant so much to me. It's meant so much to my family. My wife Eric and I officially started dating as freshmen on March 18th, 1995. So I'm always honored to return, which is why I gladly accepted an invitation to speak to student athletes as part of the Wildcat Professional Excellence Program in 2018. It was a wonderful event featuring a classy dinner and speaker Rourke Denver, a former Navy SEALs commander. But I was among those invited to take part in a speed networking event where student athletes could ask questions of professionals with a variety of backgrounds. That's where I met Abby Wolf, and I was struck by her preparedness and her thoughtful questions. Not surprisingly, I discovered that she was in Medill, Northwestern's journalism school that I graduated from. I handed my card to all the students I spoke to, but Abby followed up and we've stayed in touch since. Given her success in so many ways, I've tried to encourage Abby to be less anxious and more faithful about her bright future, to focus on contentment and joy. The women's basketball team wasn't expected to be great, though they are, ranking 12th in the nation and earning a share of the Big Ten regular season title. Abby played a huge role this season, earning all Big Ten honorable mention and averaging 11.6 points and a team-high 6.6 rebounds per game. But the truth is, many others wouldn't have gotten to this point. Abby is here because of her grit, perseverance, and work ethic. Let's jump into my conversation with Northwestern's Abby Wolf. Well, I am so honored to be joined by Abby Wolf. Abby, thank you so much for taking some time to visit with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Abby, I want to start off with back in the day. What's your favorite childhood sports-related memory?
I'm from the New York area, and every summer they have streetball tournaments. And so I would play with like a team, not the team I was playing with all spring and summer for AAU, and just go out there and the announcer's there. And I remember like doing a spin move and like a turnaround or reverse layup. And they're like, oh man, who is this girl? Like, and that just really, I think, captures the way sport can bring people together. We were packed in a car with like five girls and we couldn't fit all the trophies in. They were so big. But just those streetball tournaments, I love it. And hopefully I can go back this summer and play on like the pro teams there.
Which coach encouraged, inspired you most when you were younger?
In high school, I joined Connecticut Basketball Club, and that was coached by Scotty Nails. One of the lessons he imparted on me, you never know who is watching, especially AAU. Like, just because, you know, there are some head coaches there, assistants, like, you always have to be giving 100% in everything you do, helping your teammates off the floor, not holding your head down. He made it very clear it's little things that will get you far in life.
Abby, what was the most valuable lesson you learned through a challenge or defeat?
Sophomore year of college, we lost to Milwaukee when we were playing in the high school because Welsh Ryan was being rebuilt, and I didn't play a minute. I was a pretty high recruit, heavily recruited, so it didn't make sense to me like how that could be happening. And So in the locker room after the game, I was visibly upset and even started crying. And one of my assistant coaches said to me, Abby, you need to stay the course, stay strong, keep working. You will look back on this and it'll make you smile thinking about what you went through. And then that night, I was still so frustrated. One of my friends is like, invited me to go out to dinner with her family. I was like, oh no, thank you, I appreciate it. I just had so much like energy and frustration. I went running on the lake fill, and which is the lake fill, for people that don't know, Northwestern is like a little park on Lake Michigan, beautiful place. So after I did a lap or two, I looked up and it was like a lunar eclipse or something like that. And I didn't even know. When I went home, I looked it up on the news. It was like a big deal that this was coming. And I was like, wow, that's a sign that like there is something bigger coming my way. Like my work now is not going unnoticed. I can't keep thinking about myself and my high school accomplishments because nobody cares. Like there's something bigger for everybody here.
Wow, what an incredible story. Thank you for sharing that, Abby. Now, let's fast forward. Do you look back on that and laugh now, like that assistant coach told you?
Yeah, I texted her the other day. I was like, wow, you know, I'm a starter. People are starting to notice, like, I'm talented. And everybody keeps asking, okay, what changed? Like, what did you work on this summer? And I think that's a frustrating question because, like, anybody who's just a bench college, like, is trying every day, day in and day out. So I think what my first 2 years here gave me is, like, I'm able to relate now to these younger girls who aren't getting playing time and, like, give them some advice. Hey, just relax. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, give your all on the scout team. And it's not going unnoticed. Like, the assistant coaches are making comments and getting your time at the end of the game. So, I mean, if I was a starter as an underclassman, I wouldn't have pushed myself as much academically.
Who's an unsung hero from your childhood? Maybe somebody who's not related to you, who really helped you develop as a student athlete.
I did a project in like middle school about a server my mom worked with. His name is Jesus. And he immigrated into the U.S. on foot from Peru. It was incredible, I guess, hearing about everything he went through. He's made such a life for himself and the positivity brings to work every day. My mom said, you know, if I died tomorrow, I know one person other than the family would be at my funeral, would be Jesus. Like he does, he's done so much for my mom and he never asked for anything in return. People like that, I mean, it's similar, I guess, at Northwestern. Like I did a story on the person at Sargent Dining Hall who greets everybody every day. And it turns out she gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning from the city so she can make it for breakfast at Northwestern. Dr. Phillips, when he talks to every team before the season, that's his biggest word, gratitude. Because it will never be like this again, where you have hundreds of people. It's their job to make our experience the best it can be.
Looking back, what's something you appreciated about your parents' influence on your athletic journey?
I think it's really a blessing just having someone who doesn't care about the competition as much, just wants to enjoy every moment. Dad, you know, he was an Olympian and he instilled a very strong work ethic in me. We had weights in our driveway since I was like elementary school. My brother was a football player, so whenever they were out there, I was. And he is a saying, excellence is mundane. I think that's really what carried him through his athletic career, just doing little things that nobody else is over time. And it really does make a difference.
Abby, what were you ranked coming out of high school? And what did you think of being ranked?
Yeah, I think I was a like 4 or 5 star recruit and that was cool. But, you know, it really doesn't mean anything when you get to college. Yeah, so I talked to Gino after the game, and he's like, yeah, and he came to one of my high school games, too. So all of Connecticut was like, oh, my gosh, Coach Hariyama is at Bearfield Ludlow High School. And he was like, you know, you're a little soft. You don't have that grit and rebounding presence that we look for in our bigs. So I guess that was a reminder and like a wake up call, like, you know, rankings don't mean anything. It definitely helped me get that vision and exposure with UConn, but my game changed a lot in college. I was more of a finesse player. I didn't even post up in high school. Talking to my high school coach who was here, like I could have been so much more dominant.
So that criticism from Gino, you could have taken that a lot of different ways, but you clearly used it as a positive. But it hurt. Did it hurt when he said it initially?
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow. But I think I appreciated his bluntness. In the recruiting process, coaches will tell you a lot of things that aren't necessarily true to get you there. And I was like, wow, okay, I need to work on this and maybe change my game a little bit if I'm going to succeed at the college level. And as soon as I got to Northwestern, when I was trying to do these spin moves and reverse layups, and like it just wasn't flying. I was just putting the ball right in front of people still. He was definitely right. I could have played longer before committing and tried to get more offers, but that just wasn't where my mind is at. After I visited Northwestern, I knew it was the right place. So.
Given your success, how do you kind of give back? I mean, you talked about Jesus and you talked about your mom and just honoring and respecting everybody that you meet. What are ways that you try to be intentional and sort of sharing and giving?
Yeah, I love working with the youth around here. We do a camp every summer, and I've been able to continue coaching some players. So I really enjoy that. Some of the girls like grumble when we have to do autographs after the game. Especially now we've had so much success. It like takes 30 minutes in the lines, like all the way around the arena. But I love it. You know, I think back to elementary school. I was like, oh, and middle school. Wow, the high school varsity team is working with us. I get to meet them. And I guess at every stage, you are able to look up at the people you want to be. And it means so much to some of these girls. And I just want to do everything I can to try to help.
What's one message you have for youth sports parents today, based on your experience of seeing it at the young levels?
Yeah, I think it has to come from them. My dad was not the one getting me up in the morning. He was definitely influencing me to want to do that. But I think at the trainers you can hire or the fancy tools, like they have to want to do it and initiate that, or else they'll never see results. It'll always be the next thing to help them be better.
And what's a message you have for kids who look up to you and want to be like Abby Wolf someday?
All you need is, you know, a ball or a routine. I think what I learned is like I needed a way to measure success. So I would do this like 150 killer where it's 25 different dribbles and then time myself. And you can see when you improve. Or another one I do is miking layups. So forward, reverse, no backboard, and then one on one side. And an array of other shooting drills, making two in a row, one where you're like running all around the court, but it's two up, one back. And so I think some of the trainers I worked with, and you really just don't have to do that much. Just stick to your routine and you will see results. That same thing that my dad taught me, how excellence is mundane. It's not fancy. It's just the hard work there that you need to learn and hold yourself up to that standard.
What was something you wrestled or struggled with in middle school or high school that as you look back on it, you're grateful that you had that experience, even if it was hard?
I moved around a lot growing up. My parents separated when I was in eighth grade and like divorced a couple years later. And I kind of didn't have that childhood friend I could always go to. So I think sport was my safe place, I guess. And I just always knew, okay, I may not have a play date lined up because I don't know anyone around here, but I can go walk to the YMCA and play with some boys. So, and in high school, I didn't really have a strong friend group. I was definitely a floater. So I valued my friendships and relationships with everybody on my team that much more.
What were you thinking coming into this season? What was kind of on your mind heading into this final basketball season for yourself?
Being that big recruit, I wanted success so much. Like when the opportunity came, I froze. I remember one game, I really forgot the play that we've gone over so many times. And then just never like felt like I proved myself. So what I actually have done this year is like meditate before games. I have the app Calm. I actually got on it after I like kept seeing LeBron James ads. And then that has been really good. Just to, okay, visualize the game and then clear all that out and just like, you know, it's called like a body scan where you just like focus on different parts of your body and like try to release tension.
You just finished the regular season. Northwestern exceeded so many expectations. What's something that's super memorable about this season so far?
The love I have for every single person on my team is incredible. I think people are really able to see that, like the way we're excited for each other. I actually live with 5 of my teammates, and we're hanging out with each other like every moment. I think it's a little ironic that your podcast is winning isn't everything, and I'm just coming off of this big win, and like it kind of seems like everything right now, but it's really those strong relationships with my teammates that matter and that I'm gonna remember, and they're friends for life.
Last question for you. You've got graduation coming up. What's that mindset as you look into the future for yourself?
You know, winning this Big Ten regular season title is probably the best day of my life so far, but I think graduation might even be more special when I have a get that degree.
Well, Abby, I had so much fun chatting with you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and all the best for over the next few months.
Thanks so much, Sean.
Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss next week's new episode. Winning is not everything, but the 3 H's to be a real hero in life are hustle, humility, and heart. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you next time.